This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What's the most valuable piece of advice you've heard before becoming a parent?
Have you already had some advice?
Yeah, it's been really nice starting to tell people because everyone gives their two cents. And I really actually appreciate it. I know you're like, everyone's got advice, just listen to your instinct. But I don't have an instinct yet. I'm hoping that kicks in. Mm-hmm. So all the advice, the better. I don't know what questions to ask. My sister gave me great advice. To not buy anything except a car seat new. She said they went out and bought a stack of things. And she said everything is in such good condition secondhand on, Gumtrees or buy swap sale. So just to look out for those things. And also she said have realistic expectations. You know, there's going to be one really, really bad hour every day. There's going to be one really, really hard day per week. And there's probably going to be one really ridiculously difficult week each month. So,
does that mean the whole year is going to be hard?
No, I think just like
keep one ridiculously hard year every decade.
Every decade.
Probably, but that's probably true.
Yes, yep, maybe, yep.
So, yeah, to be a bit more realistic about what it's all going to be like.
Yeah, okay. Well, 1-300-40-2020, what's the best piece of advice you heard before becoming a parent? We'd love to hear from you. You can also text in 0448-40-2020. You got something, Duncan?
I do. I'll say that the hardest part I feel for any new parent is that first 6 weeks, okay? Is that I think you're trying to find your feet. It is really hard with a newborn because there's kind of a schedule that you're trying to get on and then they're jumping on and off schedule. And it's just a really hard season of life because physically you're trying to heal up, figure it out with a newborn. I'll say, see the 6 weeks. Stay, committed to prayer and being in that moment. You're really going to need grace and love. But there comes a point in that sixth week where they sleep like 6 hours and you just get a little bit of extra sleep. And that's a moment where you'll turn the corner and it starts to get a bit easier after that zone. So just stay the course, trust the process, you're doing the right stuff. But that first 6 weeks will be a very challenging time. But there'll come a moment where you go, we're starting to turn a corner and it'd be so good. Look forward to it.
What about you, Sam?
I've had two really valuable things. One that was given to me, I think it was antenatal classes, is that you don't need to buy a whole lot for a newborn.
Right. Yes.
So marketing will tell you need all this stuff, but really they only need a couple of things to get by. Like obviously you need a car seat. That was good advice. But also, a mattress, a good cot.
Yep.
And if you're going to breastfeed, well, it's all the food. So there's lots that you don't need, a few things that you do need. The other thing that my classmate in college, Dave, said, just let them sleep. If they're going to sleep, just let them sleep.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Everyone sees that differently, but it's kind of true, we found anyway. Let them sleep.
My dad always says, actually, never wake a sleeping baby. But
it's good for you. It's good for your health as well.
True. Yeah.
Anyway, 1-300-40-2020. What is the best piece of advice you heard before becoming a parent? We've got Susan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Doing well. Now, I said that I think after that first 6 weeks, things get easier. Like the baby sleeps for about 6 hours and you're like, you breathe a sigh of relief. But Susan, you kind of disagree with me on this.
Yeah, you're blessed.
Tell us what you know.
Well, not having a mum from such a young age myself, so I was really in the dark. But first of all, I'd like to say congratulations to you both.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
It's wonderful. But my advice would be something that someone shared to me years ago, that it doesn't get any easier, it gets different.
Ooh.
So, so the different is the easier, I guess. And I still live by that. My kids are 14 and 16, and at the moment my 16-year-old is halfway across the world in the United States on a educational world travel tour.
Yeah.
And I think saying goodbye to him at the airport was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But, embrace it and just enjoy the different. That's my advice.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to learn that every season's going to have different challenges, whether it's the first 6 weeks or the first year. But enjoying the process, not being so focused on the outcome, the end of each season, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Great. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate that.
A number of people on Facebook has things to say as well. You are the parent, and it's okay to say I have no idea.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's good. That's a good thing to know, okay. Definitely. Also, you're going to get a lot of advice. Take the pieces that work for you.
I like calm mother, calm baby.
Mm.
Harder in practice, yeah. But yeah. Great idea.
It's okay not to be calm sometimes.
Yeah, my mum always says just take 10 seconds before you react.
And also Leanne says, in the early days, never stand when you can sit and never sit when you can lay down. It'll be exhausting, so make sure you rest when you can. Love that advice.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.